I would remind everybody that the behavior of these Dementors, if indeed they are not figments of this boy's imagination, is not the subject of this hearing, said Fudge. We are here to examine Harry Potter's offenses under the decree for the reasonable restriction of underage sorcery.
Of course we are, said Dumbledore. But the presence of Dementors in that alleyway is highly relevant. Clause 7 of the decree states that magic may be used before muggles in exceptional circumstances, and as those exceptional circumstances include situations that threaten the life of the wizard, or witch himself, or witches, wizards, or muggles present at the time of the...
We are familiar with Clause 7, thank you very much, snarled Fudge.
Of course you are, said Dumbledore courteously. Then we are in agreement that Harry's use of the Patronus charm in these circumstances falls precisely into the category of exceptional circumstances it describes?
If there were Dementors, which I doubt...
You have heard from an eyewitness, Dumbledore interrupted. If you still doubt her truthfulness, call her back. Question her again. I'm sure she would not object.
Blustered Fudge, fiddling with the papers before him. I want this over with today, Dumbledore.
But naturally, you would not care how many times you heard from a witness if the alternative was a serious miscarriage of justice, said Dumbledore.
Serious miscarriage, my hat, said Fudge at the top of his voice. Have you ever bothered to tot up the number of cock and bull stories this boy has come out with, Dumbledore, while trying to cover up his flagrant misuse of magic out of school? I suppose you've forgotten the hover charm he used 3 years ago.
That wasn't me. It was a house elf, said Harry.
You see,
roared Fudge, gesturing flamboyantly in Harry's direction.
A house elf in a muggle house, I ask you.
The house elf in question is currently in the employ of Hogwarts School, said Dumbledore. I can summon him here in an instant to give evidence, if you wish.
I haven't got time to listen to house elves. Anyway, that's not the only... He blew up his aunt, for God's sake!
Fudge shouted, banging his fist on the judge's bench and upsetting a bottle of ink. And you very kindly did not press charges on that occasion, accepting, I presume, that even the best wizards cannot always control their emotions, said Dumbledore calmly, as Fudge attempted to scrub the ink off his notes.
And I haven't even started on what he gets up to at school.
But as the Ministry has no authority to punish Hogwarts students for misdemeanors at school... Harry's behaviour there is not relevant to this inquiry, said Dumbledore politely as ever, but now with a suggestion of coolness behind his words.
Oh, said Fudge, not our business what he does at school, eh? You think so?